I think for how these are these issues are portrayed in the media, a lot of times it's not. And reason being is because sometimes it's intentionally created that these communities are invisible. So you don't hear a lot of positive work that's being done within the community. The only time you hear about communities of color is when something bad is going on, sometimes in the news. And so, but there's a lot of positive work going on, and it's not incidental, and it doesn't happen overnight, and it's not spontaneous. This has been ongoing. And youth organizing work is movement-based. You know, this has been happening for a very long time. Organizing communities of color and other marginalized folks, it doesn't happen overnight. It's very strategic, and it's very well thought out and very well orchestrated by a collective of organizers and community folks. And there's a long history of this that stems way back to whenever people have recognized that they're being controlled or that they're being oppressed by certain systems. There's been an ongoing struggle and resistance to challenge those, and there's a long history of that. But unless it's accurately portrayed in the media and then in how government represents it in certain legislation, it won't come to light. And so that's why we need to change that, and to make sure that there's positive and accurate portrayals of how these communities of color are developing their communities.